president's grabbing his head. The economy's down. Wall Street about to lose their mind. Up and down. Gas prices up and down. Nobody knows what to do. You know what we need, though.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Dimitri Papadimitriou, who is the president of the Levy Economics Institute, the Jerome Levy Professor of Economics at Bard College. And he has testified on a number of occasions in hearings of the Senate and House of Representatives committees of the U.S. Congress. He was vice chairman of the Trade Deficit Review Commission of the U.S. Congress and was a member of the Competitive Policy Council Council on Capital Allocation. He was also a distinguished scholar at the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences. Welcome to Background Briefing, Dimitri Papadimitriou.
Thank you very much.
And there was a somewhat unexpected and unwelcome news from the gross domestic product data coming out of the Department of Commerce that in the last quarter of last year, growth rate was a tenth of 1% instead of, I think they're expecting maybe 1.1 or something. But the previous quarter, of course, the third quarter was 3.1%. So, another quarter like that and we're back in a recession. So what do you make of it?
Well, the results of the decrease of the 0.1% is a wake-up call, especially for those who believe that fiscal policy is relevant. If you were to analyze the statistics as they were released today, you will see that the primary factor for this decline is really government expenditures and the lack of inventory buildup. But primarily, government expenditures decreased at the annual rate of 6.6%, clearly primarily from declines in defense spending. But still, it's very sensitive to see that government expenditures is extremely important, an important factor, and, of course, the inventories. If those two things were continuing as the previous quarter, the third quarter, then, of course, we will be looking for a growth rate that will be in line with the third quarter that we experienced, as you mentioned it, a little bit over 3%. So I think that when one talks about sequestering and sort of cutting the budget by $87 billion, one is looking for trouble, thinking that we have an unemployment rate of 7.8%, which is equivalent to 14 million people. If you take a simple calculation that we create 100,000 jobs, to be able to use these people, to employ these people and have a normal full employment, around at 4.5%, including the new entrants, you need over 130 months. Well, 130 months is more than a decade. If this is what we can do in this country, which is the largest economy in the world, so I think then we need to be able to reconsider what it is that we say and how relevant the factor that we call government is.
So, Dimitri Papadimitriou, when you talk about defense cuts being responsible, my understanding is that these cuts aren't actual, they're proposed. So is Alan Krueger, the head of President Obama's Council on Economic Advisers, correct when he attributes the decline in the last quarter to the looming sequestration deadline?
Well, no, because remember, these are actual numbers, and the actual numbers are that there has been a decline over the last quarter, the last fourth quarter of 2012. I think what Alan Krueger is talking about is what the possibility is and what we're looking for if indeed we have this decline or because of the sequestering and the automatic cuts. So if indeed this takes place, then of course this contraction is going to be exacerbated, and you, as you correctly pointed out, we're going to be in a recession, because that will be the second quarter of a minus sort of growth rate. So I think that what Alan is suggesting is basically, this is actually, his comments were directed at the other side of the aisle, the GOP, that has this nonsense idea that private sector, the free markets, will basically turn around the economy and the governments will sort of stay out of the way.
Again, I'm speaking with Dimitri Papadimitriou, the president of the Levy Economics Institute and the Jerome Levy Professor of Economics at Bard College. Now, if we are to, if there's any good news then from this, I suppose it would be that the House Republican deficit hawks should be given pause. Now, that, of course, assumes that there's a certain rationality there. What do you think is the – this should be a teachable moment, shouldn't it? That if you if you take money out of the economy, you slow down the recovery, and you increase the deficits, in effect.
What I think it shows is that we have an extremely fragile recovery. Yes, there have been some good news in terms of the housing, but it's not enough. You do need to still have a very active government sector. The private sector will pick up once the economy stabilizes and goes on a path of a 2.5-3% growth rate. But you cannot withdraw that support that has been all along in 2012 and 2011. Now, clearly, there are a number of things that the government can do that the private sector won't do. Infrastructure is one of them. Basic research is another. You know, we're lagging behind from all the industrial world in terms of the amount of money that we spend as a percent of GDP for basic research, let alone the decaying roads and bridges, the whole physical setup of the United States, which actually raises the question whether indeed the United States can compare with countries like China and the rest. You know, and we are still, as I indicated earlier, the largest economy in the world. You know, the famous sort of example is that you land in the Shanghai airport and you go to town, you know, the speed train, and you land in JFK and you go to Manhattan, and you wonder which one of the two is a developing economy.
Well, the problem seems to me, though, that there's a certain agreement amongst the Republicans and the Democrats to keep cutting the discretionary spending, which is really at the core of whether we consider ourselves a developed and civilized country. I mean, if defense is off the table and Social Security is off the table and medical costs seem to be out of control, and I'm not sure the extent to which Obamacare, as it's called, is going to rein them in, it seems that everybody focuses on what's left, and there's not much that is left. And you're really starting, you know, they've already cut to the bone, and now they're really cutting the very measure of what makes a civilized, advanced economy. And as you've just pointed out, on top of this, we're letting, because of these cuts, we're not investing when we should be. And, you know, our bridges and roads and infrastructure are crumbling. So isn't this what I wish there was some leadership out there, Papadimitriou, that would really point out that we're really shortchanging ourselves and punishing ourselves unnecessarily.
But you know, President Obama is not immune to the deficit obsession. So what is being needed is not actually to buy into the idea that deficit has to be decreased. You know, Keynes and everybody else who is a sane economist says that when you are in a fragile recovery or in a recession or in a very anemic growth as we are now, this is the time to actually spend. This is the time to incur deficits. So when we were preoccupied with decreasing the deficit and reaching a 3% deficit and eventually eliminating it, it's the wrong policy to follow. Clearly, this is the time to actually spend. And to spend, that means that we incur deficits. And, you know, to say that somehow or other we are going to spend, and we have to worry about Moody's and S&P and all this who are going to give us a lower credit rating, so that, in fact, or on the other hand, not increase the debt ceiling so that we can default, so that in case a hypothetical bankruptcy would be in the future, it's mad.
Well, I agree, but I just wonder that this moment is a teachable moment. I think that what these figures just indicate is that just the looming sequestration, which is making people insecure and pulling money out of the economy during a recovery, has consequences, and the consequences are there for us all to see.
Yes. Well, we agree that we don't have spectacular leadership, and at this present moment, this is what we need. And as you say, is there anyone else who actually will say, there are think tanks and there are people, economists, that talk about this, and they have written enormously about it. You know, Herman Minsky is one of them who talked about the big government and the big bank. The big bank actually performed in terms of the financial crisis, but the big government doesn't. And this is really the difficulty that we have in order to convince the conventional wisdom that this is not a way to eliminate the problem that we are faced with, which is the fragility of this recovery and the elimination of the fear of the danger of falling into a recession. And no matter how much it costs, you know, it is worth it. It is really a bargain if you can change the unemployment rate to something more reasonable, like 5%. That's not going to happen by the private sector. The private sector isn't going to absorb all this labor unless it is convinced that looking into the intermediate run, into the five-year period, that there's going to be an increase in demand. And when you have such a big unemployment rate, there is lack of demand.
Well, Dimitri Papadimitriou, the president of the Levy Economic Institute and the Jerome Levy Professor of Economics at Bard College. There are some other factors. And first of all, I think it's worth noting that this report on the GDP of the last quarter of last year from the Commerce Department is the first estimate. And they may well revise it, and the numbers could go up or down. But there's also because it's the last quarter of the year. Inventories are down because of people, you know, I imagine, Christmas shopping, etc. Isn't there an expectation in the following quarter, the one that we're in now, that inventories will be restocked, there'll be more purchasing of products, etc.? How much is that a factor in this?
Well, if you were to take a look what the contribution has been in this decline, it's about 1.2% of GDP. It's possible, as you say, that the inventories will begin to build up. But remember that starting with this month, we have eliminated that decrease in the payroll taxes that we enjoyed in the previous 2 years. So that has an effect in terms of spending, consumption, which, up to last year, at least in the quarter, had an increase of 2.2%. So if that also goes down, then of course you're looking again for a quarter starting in 2013 that will show very anemic growth, if not a negative growth.
And people are already feeling that in their paychecks. Increase or the reversion back to the original payroll tax since the holiday is over now as a result of the fiscal cliff deal.
So, absolutely. This was the best fiscal stimulus that could have been put together, and it was.
And there again, the president caved to the deficit talks.
Absolutely. And I hope that as they begin the negotiations of trying to figure out a appropriate budget for the foreseeable future, that the fiscal policy is not biased towards deficit reduction to the extent that will throw the economy into a recession.
Yeah, but already the gun's at our head because of this nonsense of sequestration and all of these artificial and hysterical phony crises that the Republicans gin up. And
We will see what the reaction is from them when they actually read this report of the 1/10 of the first decline in GDP growth. I would hope that some cooler heads would prevail and will see that there's a relationship between government spending and growth and employment.
So I guess the fact that the election's over, the element of the Samson complex of bringing the whole temple down so that the president's economy would drag him down and he'd get defeated, at least that's out of the way. So they must have some sense of economic patriotism here that we're all in the same boat at this moment, and why should you let it sink?
I hope that you're right, and I am optimistic that a budget will be worked out that it would not actually give what the sequester will actually deliver. My expectation is that the dividends that basically were given out, some of them will be spent since they were paid at the end of December, so that the consumption continues, especially if some of the discretionary spending is not cut dramatically.
Well, the irony is, of course, that the interest rates are so low, and if they were to raise the interest rates, then you really would have a deficit problem. So at this point, it's still remarkable that people are investing in treasuries. Now, there's a suggestion that they're starting to move into the euros and gold, but I don't imagine that means much, does it?
I don't think so. Yeah. U.S. government bonds are still a safety security.
Sure.
And I don't believe that this is going to have any impact in terms of the European bonds or the euro. The eurozone still has its own problems and they haven't been solved. So the United States still will be the destination for safety investments. But my suspicion is that even the Federal Reserve today, with its announcement, continuing this easy money with the aggressive purchasing of long-term securities, should so to those who are actually watching, and they are responsible for framing a budget that we're not out of trouble. If the Federal Reserve continues to do that, even though its policy is not effective anymore, but nevertheless the signals are there.
So.
And when they begin to talk about unemployment, or that they'll continue this accommodation until you reach 6.5% unemployment, and someone else suggests 5.5% of unemployment, then of course one has to take notice and see that we are faced in with a serious problem.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Dimitri Papadimitriou.
My pleasure.
Again, I've been speaking with Dimitri Papadimitriou, the president of the Levy Economics Institute and the Jerome Levy Professor of Economics at Bard College. He's testified on a number of occasions in hearings of the Senate and House of Representatives Committees of the U.S. Congress and was vice chairman of the Trade Deficit Review Commission of the U.S. Congress and was a member of the Competitive Policy Council Sub-Council on Capital Allocation. He's also a distinguished scholar at the Shanghai Academy of Social Sciences. We're going to take a brief station break. We'll be back talking about the tragic shooting of the young drum majorette who performed at the recent inauguration of President Obama, and we're talking about the rash of killings on the south side of Chicago.
Having a hard time in this crazy town. Having a hard time. There's no love to be found. Having a hard time in this crazy town. Having a hard time. There's no love.